where a little community is run by, I'd say, a certain amount of politics, or a little structure that runs everything that takes place in a community. Mm-hmm. I don't say that they run everything, but there's a controlling factor in a small community. Mm-hmm. And when I come in, I could see this. I mean, if I went their way, it was all right. But when I begin to move my way, if you're a yes, it's all right. But if you know, then you're running into some opposition. And I could see that in this community, that it was controlled by just a few, you know. Mm-hmm. But, and it's like I said, that they would be something that would be against this, because they see something has come in. They said, well, now, why didn't we do this? The remarks have been made, so there's been more happen here in 4 years than they have in all of Wausau's life by this day. It's just a natural thing that you hear. Well, people, they just jealous or envious such things. Mm-hmm. It's a natural thing. But this is something that's been interesting to me, is to watch the reaction of people. Now, there was a disturbance in this community here. Well, like all communities, you've got this side and you've got that side. Mm-hmm. And I knew something about it. It was over our school here at Wausau. We had a school board member from here. And we had our school here. Then, you know, when we had to consolidate, there was a big split up about our school system. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't living here at that time, but I could hear this group would go and then this other group would go, and I could tell, knowing something about the community, what side this one was on and what side the other people was on. Mm-hmm. Well, when I come back in here to get this and got this program started here, mm-hmm. I felt like, I like my hometown, see, and I hate to see disturbance, quarreling, and so on, and you're going to have it. I don't mean to say everything is just roses and are you talking to an angel here, but when I come back in the community, I said, well, now, if I can get, I looked at it, this program here for a lot of benefits. If I could get people working and busy, then they wouldn't be fussing all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, if you keep somebody busy, they don't have time to quarrel and, you know, people. So when I come back down and got this program started, the first day that we had here, I had people from both factions working on this program, and I knew it. Mm-hmm. I'd ask this one to do that, and they had to sit in the same planning session, you see. Mm-hmm. It was interesting to me. And so you'll have people this way. Let me put it this way. We had an opportunity to go to the TV stations we do every year. To Dothan, we have an opportunity to go to Panama City for publicity prior to our day. Mm-hmm. Okay, I just get the word out. I said, now, ever who wants to go down and be on TV at a certain day, be there, because I can't go all over the community picking up people to go to TV stations. Mm-hmm. This gives our kids a chance to appear on the TV. You know everybody wants mm-hmm. to be on TV. Okay. Well, I get the word. I said, everybody wants to go now, be down at a certain time. And then I call certain ones. I don't do it personally, but I call some that don't work mm-hmm. so that I will be sure to have enough to appear on the program. Well, this one say, you didn't ask me to go. Mm-hmm. You see? Because I just didn't personally. I'm just telling you what actually happens. And so they'll puff up a little bit. If you yield to me, you know, I got the word out. Mm-hmm. If you'll ignore it that way, then they'll stay with you. You can't sympathize with people like this. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. They're always going to find a little thing, see? They want to be part of it, but I like to work with people and see them react in different ways and different things. Mm-hmm. Some people now, this year that worked, well, next year they won't. I tell you why. A lot of times they just won't. They think that you can't get your program over. Some people's going to say, well, now, hey, they can't do without me. Mm-hmm. But you can. So I just go get somebody. Each year there's new people that will volunteer their help. Mm-hmm. The man that's cut my hair here now. This is the first time I hadn't asked him, because I didn't think that he would. I mean, I really,